Well, good morning today to you. Good to be able to speak, to be still speaking in an hour's time. Anyway, we'll see how we get on. Progress, well, lack of it anyway, Pilgrim's Progress. Where were we last time I was speaking to you, Molly? You are right, exactly that. So, we've been in battle, Valley of Humility. And so Christian has limped through that. And now, he goes through another valley, because the valley gets deeper and darker. The valley of the shadow of... Where do you think that is? The valley of the shadow of... Stanley. Yeah. Death. This looks rather gloomy. And rather dangerous. And coming in the opposite direction are two people. Critic and self-love. And they say, don't go. Do not go that way. We are going back. We've had enough of this. It's dark. It's dangerous. We want nothing to do with it. If you are sensible, you go back as well. Critic. And self-love. Well, in this world today, there are plenty of critics of the Christian faith, and there are people absorbed in self-love, and they would have nothing to do with the Christian faith. Oh, it's too difficult. Or, it's too stupid. This is not worth it. And so they would say, don't bother with it. We're not going to go that way. We're going to scoff at it, mock at it. Don't bother with it. Lots of people are just like that today. So there's John Bunyan writing there in the 1600s or so, and same story today, 2015. But anyway, Christian is not going to be deterred by it. So on he goes. And the noises he hears of dragons and hobgoblins and fiends. Well, the hobgoblins that come, you know, who would true valor see Bunyan's hymn there. He hears all of these. Path is getting narrower and narrower. And then on one side there's a ditch. The blinds have led the blind into that ditch. Now you see, there they are, Bunyan full of biblical imagery there. That's where the blind ended up. They didn't know where they're going, and people followed them. So that's the result. No happy ending for them. Lots of people today, lots of people say, oh, I know exactly where we're going. You follow me. So confident that they know, so sure of their own ground, and yet actually the Bible says they can't see where they're going, and if you follow them, you'll end up in a ditch, you'll end up injured. And here in Bunyan's story, no happy ending. That's the end of them. And on the other side, there's a bog, great quagmire, and people go into that, never seen again. And Bunyan says, actually, King David ended up in one of those, but the Lord was merciful and took him out. What do you think his bog was, his quagmire? It's actually the quagmire there of self-love and lust. Who and what do you think was all happening there in that particular instance where the Lord was very merciful to David? Timothy?
David and Bathsheba.
It was David and Bathsheba. And then the further murder there, Uriah the Hittites, and all of that. Yes, you're up with that one there, and how the Lord was gracious to him. But others sank in that lust. There's plenty of that about today. And that's the end of many people too. No further in any kind of desire to follow the Lord. But Christian is going to just keep going. There are fiends flying over his heads, and there's the pit of hell there with fire coming out of it, and all kinds of groanings and sounds, but he's going to go on. Oh, fire and all these things there, the danger, there's a cloud over him, there's the angel of death hovering there. You see, the fear of death, the fear of death, that is for some paralyzing, and that's a danger and a difficulty. Many people are kind of held by that. Christians at times are really held by that. And actually Christian here, Bunyan, you see, is very real to life. He knows people there very, very well. He almost did turn back. He almost felt, this is too fearful. I've had enough of this. This really is just too strong for me. But no, He keeps going because he does something at that point that gives him strength. Any idea what that might be? Any idea what that might be? A wise word from Bunyan here to any of us when we're in such a state as that, what we should do? Molly? Pray. Absolutely right. Absolutely. Pray. He cries out to God for deliverance. The Lord gives him strength, and he keeps going on. And further ahead, he hears a voice. Voice. It's saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no. Do you know how it finishes there? Evil, is it? We'll have more grown up young people here. Very good. No evil. Thank you. Supplied there. No evil. And that gives him greater strength as well. And he hears that. He thinks, whoever said that really understands this, really knows how this works here. I'm going to get through this. And so he carries on and carries on. And there he eventually sees it brightening up around him and perceives in the distance there the eastern mountains. Well, he's come through. And all who are trusting in Christ come through. They do. They come through. I can tell you there are many of us seated here this morning, or standing here, who have come through those various dark times. You look back over the years, all Christians have had dark times. They've had times when they despair of life itself, and yet they hold on to the Lord, the promises in the Word. They carry on praying, even if it is just a cry out to God. And they come through and things improve, and their dispiritedness and their sadness and the gloom begins to lift, and they're able to move forward with lighter tread again. So, the valley of the shadow of death. If you're a believer and you're wanting to follow the Lord, do not be surprised if you find yourself there sometime or other, maybe more than once. Don't be surprised. Don't be discouraged. Don't be like self-love and critic who, God, I'm not going to go through this anymore. Be done with it. I'm going to have a good time or cheer myself up somehow. No, don't do that. Don't turn your back. Keep going, because you'll find that the Lord, however narrow the path and dangerous, and however you may think that this is all collapsing about your ears, carry on. Things will brighten. So, let's sing our next hymn. Number 76, I sing your mighty power of God, 76.